Of the Free American Hour, special edition, because my guest today is my friend Ralph Epperson, expert on the New World Order. How are you, Ralph? Can you hear me all right, Ralph?
Yes, I can now. Yes, thank you.
All right, sir. Well, welcome. Been a long time since we've done a show together.
Yes, it has been. Probably several years, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah. Getting back into the swing of things. You know, after my accident, I kept the motorcycle magazine going for about a year. But, Ralph, things were getting so bad, so strange in the news that I felt I had to come back and do the Free American again. You know, it's always been a history of the plans for the New World Order. And what I talked about and what we talked about 5 or 6 years ago, they're talking about today on CNN, on Lou Dobbs. Kind of, did the mainstream catch up with us, or what happened?
No, I don't think the mainstream will ever catch up to us. Clay, this conspiracy is all-powerful, all-pervasive. They own the media. They're not going to let too much of this information be gotten out. So we just have to do it like this. You do talk shows, you do lectures, you do seminars, you write books, you do videos, whatever you can, to get people to be aware. There's something going on in this world, and once you figure it out, you've got to make it known to others. It's the only chance we've got.
I've got a new video out. You know, I've got three out, had three
Matthew
out.
24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715, again, 888-211-1715, or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny "Did you rob BillGates.com" ads. So let's get serious for a moment. Did you rob BillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? Did you rob BillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want? What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. Did you rob BillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word, monastery, spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Back, got cut off a little early there, but Ralph, we've been talking about this. You were certainly ahead of your time with your books, and you tried to inform people. You know, I filmed the first Homeland Security meeting after 9/11, and put that out as a True Face of FEMA. But I feel like. We kind of got the Patriot movement got taken in and seduced and misled, too, because we bought into the term New World Order, giving us, that was given to us by George Bush, wasn't it?
Well, yeah, it goes back, actually way back before then, but... His job was to bring it into the current world, but I found quotes of using that phrase back. Oh my gosh, you could go back even to Adolf Hitler back in World War II. Rather, he talked about the New World Order. Nelson Rockefeller talked about it. Others did. Henry Kissinger did. But George Bush's job was to make it real because of the Gulf War. He wanted us to know that a New World Order would arise out of the Gulf War. That's where we're going.
Yeah, well, let's see. What did you have to say here?
World coming into view. A world in which there is the very real prospect of a new world order. order does not mean surrendering our national sovereignty or forfeiting our interests.
Well, that's basically a lie. And we're seeing that whole plan come into effect now with the North American Union, aren't we?
Yeah, I don't really know much about that, Clay. I've not spent a lot of time on that because I'm, you know, selling my own books and doing my own research. But it looks like there's an attempt to do that, to destroy our sovereignty. The end result of this whole thing is going to be the abolishment of nationalism. Karl Marx put that in writing back in 1848 as part of his program when he wrote the Communist Manifesto. And so it's coming. It's going to happen.
And, on the Communist Manifesto, we got central bank, we got graduated income tax, and government control of agriculture and labor.
Yep.
And they also in the Communist Manifesto, it talks about regionalization.
See, Marx was writing about the New World Order because he said we're going to destroy nationalism and the private property and the family. Now, that's the New World Order. There will be no family in the New World Order. It's going to be abolished. It's eliminated. In fact, it's already in place in China. China, in the communes, not in the major cities where the Broca and the other media goes, but in the communes right now, there's no more family. It's over. It's gone. They're allowed to get married, but only for the purpose of producing children for the commune. All the married men live together. All the married women live together. There's no home, meaning you and I and our children will live over there and we'll visit grandma over there. There's no more houses. We all live in barracks. That's the way it is. That is the New World Order. It's already here. There's no private property. There's no stealing because there's nothing to steal. You can murder because all the commandments have been abolished. That's the New World Order. There is no morality in the New World Order. It's just whatever we do, we do.
I have a new film out that was on a speech that I did at the Conspiracy Con in California, and it's the title of it is basically there's no such thing as a New World Order. It's a old world order. The money changers, Jesus ran out of the temple. They're still with us. They just changed the name of the temple. They call it the Bank of England, Federal Reserve now.
Well, those things will all be abolished, Clay. There's not going to be any. There's no need for money because there's all we do is we're going to live on subsistence agriculture. That's it. There'll be no money, no need to money. All you got to do is go out and farm and grow, and then what you grow, you eat. That's it. I'm telling you, it's going to be the abolishment of civilization. That's the purpose of the New World Order. It's to completely replace civilization. No morality, no private property, no family, no nationalism, no freedom. It's just you just live on the farm. That's
just
it.
Just a bunch of good worker bees or ants.
That's it. But that's where we're going. That's what they want. And to get to that goal, we've got to destroy family, religion, morality, private property, nationalism, etc. It's all got to go.
They can't. You can't even. Governor Schwarzenegger in California just signed a bill, basically making it illegal to use the term "mom and dad" in school.
Is that right? Okay. He's a strange one. I don't know much about him, but every time I hear a story about him, it's always negative. I don't know why, but that's a. By the way, that's interesting, Clay. You know that Schwarzenegger said that he could not run for the presidency. They'd have to amend the Constitution if he decides to run because he's not a born citizen. He's not born in the United States. He was naturalized in the United States. But you know something, Clay? Maybe you already talked about this on one of your programs, but Hillary Clinton can be elected, but she cannot be inaugurated. Have you heard this story?
No, I haven't heard that. Tell me about that.
In the Constitution, when they talk about the president, about 20-some times, they talk about he and his. He and his. There's no he and hers. There's no he and she. It's he, male, a male gender. Only male genders can be elected president. It's repeated about 30 times, 20-some times in the Constitution. The president, he shall, his power shall extend, this kind of thing. Now, the reason for that was because when they originally set up the government, only men could own property. And they decided that if only men could vote, those who are property owners, because they're the ones who have the most to lose with government, government can tax property, they'll constrain the power of government. So only men could run for office because only men could own property. Well, now we have to give the vote to the slaves and to the women and everybody else. And now people who don't own property can vote it away from those who do because they're the majority. That's what democracies do.
Yeah, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So Hillary is going to have to amend the Constitution. But I'm going to tell you right now, they will not do that when she's elected because they're not going to. And that's going to be the final admission that the Constitution is null and void. And we know that it is null and void. We got the court case that decided it. Erie Railroad versus Tompkins back in 1938, I think it was, declared there is no general common law in the United States. That means there is no Constitution. It's over. The Constitution is null and void. It's been declared by the Supreme Court to be null and void. So we keep thinking about the Constitution. We don't have one anymore. It's gone. It's dead.
Didn't George Bush just tell us that? I mean, it's just a damn piece of paper.
It's already been abolished. We live under the Uniform Commercial Code, but the judges are required to take silent judicial notice of that fact, which is a legal term, meaning you can't tell the American people. You've got to make it appear as if they're living under a constitution, but you can't do that. You can't tell the American people. It's over. There is no constitution. So Hillary will be inaugurated. She will be, even though it says he and her, he and his, and that's it. And Schwarzenegger, if he wants to run, he could be elected president and inaugurated, because you don't have to care about being a naturally born citizen anymore. If you just want to run and you're here, you can run. I'm telling you, Clay, we've lost the country. I remember back in the 70s, I met a chiropractor in Portland, Oregon, who was a great patriot at the time. And he decided to no longer pay his Social Security taxes. Because he was a Mormon, he said, we have our own Social Security program. He's got six kids. He'll take care of me if something happens, so I don't need to. Well, he went to court, and he argued the constitutionality of the laws. And the judge banged the gavel down and dismissed the jury and said, Dr. Owen, please do not mention the Constitution anymore in this courtroom. And Dr. Owen said, wait a minute, Your Honor, it's my total defense. But don't mention it. I'll hold you in contempt of court. So he bring the jury back in. A little while later, Dr. Owen mentioned it again. The judge dismissed the jury and said, I'm telling you right now, Dr. Owen, don't mention the Constitution ever again. I'll do it no more. I'm going to fine you and hold you in contempt of court. But, Your Honor, it's my sole defense. The Constitution's the supreme law of the land. Now we know why the judge said those things. Because there is no Constitution. But back in the 70s, we didn't know that. We believed we still had one. But they knew, this judge knew, there was no Constitution. It's been null and void. It's been declared null and void by our Supreme Court. It's gone. It's over. There's no Constitution anymore.
That's a frightening thing. I mean, there's somehow a picture of Khrushchev pounding his shoe on the table just popped into my mind.
Well,
that communism fell in Russia, but it's alive and well here. Did they win, or did they just throw both of communism and the Constitution out the window and come up with a new program, a new plan?
Well, Clay, as we said just a few minutes ago, we're being led into the New World Order step by step. I've never tried to boil a frog, but I understand if you want to eat a frog, you don't jump, put him into hot water, he'll jump out. So what you do is you just raise the temperature 1 degree at a time, and he just gets a little bit warmer and warmer until it's over. That's what we're doing. They're giving us this thing one step at a time, because if they announced it all over at once, people would rebel. So they're not going to do that. It's one step at a time. If we were to get all of the government we've gotten since 1776 at one time, we'd stop it. We wouldn't allow it to happen.
All right, we got to take a break. We'll be right back with Ralph Epperson, and we might take a call here at 800-313-9443. You're listening to The Free American. I'm Clay Douglas, and we'll be right back.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
We're back, and my guest is Ralph Epperson. And Ralph, you've got a new book out, and I'm not even sure if I've got a chance to see it. But it's about Jesse James, is that right?
Correct. Yeah, go ahead.
And. Why write a book about a well-known outlaw?
Well, the key to the Jesse James story is that that he didn't die in 1882, as we've been told. We've been lied to. Jesse James lived to be 103 years of age and died in 1951, Clay. And between the date of 1882, when he allegedly died, in 1951, when he really died, he was a major, and I mean major, player in this conspiracy. That's why we've got to talk about Jesse James.
Okay. Why idolize what happened?
Okay, let's go back to before we get into Jesse, we got to lay down some foundation work.
Okay.
Let's go back to a quote by attributed to Meyer Rothschild. He said, "Permit me to control the money of a nation, and I care not who makes its laws." So we've got to understand banking to understand Jesse James. Let's define the word inflation, Clay, out of a dictionary. It's a the definition is you increase the money supply and you get a price rise. A deflation is you decrease the money supply and you get a price drop. So it behooves those who want to control the economy to get control of the money supply. And that's why, like you pointed out a little while ago, Karl Marx said we want a central bank. We're going to communize and industrialize society with the central bank. And that's why, because they want to get control of the money supply to cause business cycles. Now, one of the best ways to increase debt is to create war. Wars are very expensive, and when you do that, the government has to pay for them. And if you can get control of the money supply, you can create money out of nothing, loan it to the government at interest. That's what this is all about. This at least part of it, part of the understanding of the New World Order. Ben Franklin said, "The borrower is a slave to the lender. Preserve your freedom and maintain your independence. Be frugal and free." Thomas Jefferson said, "I believe that banking establishments are more dangerous to our liberties than standing armies. The issuing power should be taken from the banks and restored to the government to whom it properly belongs." Jefferson again, "It is incumbent on every generation to pay its own debts as it goes, a principle which, if acted upon, would save one half of the wars of the world." So the process is get control of the banks, the money supply, and then you can cause wars. Wars are expensive, and you can borrow the money to do that. Now, as far as I know, Clay, I was the first historian that ever linked the American Revolution, the War of 1812, and the Civil War, because there is a common thread amongst all of those wars. And I wrote this in my book, The Unseen Hand, way back in 1985. Now, why? Because those three wars were all fought over the desire of the bankers to get control of the money supply so they could cause wars. So the first one was done in 1791 when they created the first bank of the United States, privately owned, had the power to print paper money and loan it to the government at interest. That bank lasted for 20 years. It expired in 1812. James Monroe refused to renew it. So we had no central bank. The next year we had the War of 1812. And the reason we had a War of 1812 was to force us back into a central bank. So that was the second Bank of the United States was created in 1816.
I've got that in this issue of the Free American, Ralph, the history of the Rothschilds, 1812, backed by Rothschild's money. The British declare war on the United States. The Rothschilds' plan was to cause the United States to build up such a debt in fighting this war, they would have to surrender to the Rothschilds and allow the charter of the Rothschilds' own Bank of the United States to be renewed.
Well, Andrew Jackson, the bank was supposed to run from 1836 to 1816 to 1836, and Andrew Jackson ran for the presidency in 1832. He said, he was quoted as saying, "I was one of those who do not believe that a national bank is a national blessing, but rather a curse to a republic, inasmuch as it is calculated to raise around the administration a moneyed aristocracy dangerous to the liberties of the country." Andrew Jackson was walking out of the White House one day, and he was a man stepped in front of him and shot twice at him. Both times the pistols fired, wrist fire. You could argue that maybe he didn't want to kill him, but just threaten him. But anyway, he survived. That was the first assassination attempt on a president ever. And when he was when they arrested Mr. Lawrence, his name was Richard Lawrence, when they arrested him, he said he was in contact with the European bankers. I wonder why.
All right, hold on. We got to take a break. We'll be right back. And our number here is 800.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word, monastery, is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
It's Christmas time, the season for giving. How would you like to save money on Christmas gifts this year and make money while doing it? Then Power Mall Global is here for you. Power Mall Global is unique. It's not an MLM and not an affiliate program. All you have to do is shop in any one of the 1,000-plus stores, including Sears, OfficeMax, Home Depot, Bed Bath & Beyond, JCPenney, Old Navy, and much, much more on www.powermallglobal.com and surprise your family with the perfect gifts. You'll be surprised on how much you save and get back in rebate checks for a percentage of your purchase. Power Mall Global is absolutely free to use. There's no cost to you, ever. Think of all the traffic and clutter the Christmas holiday brings. Think of the times the stores were out of that certain item that was perfect for your loved ones. Not going to happen anymore. It's very simple. Stay in the comfort of your own home. Click through 1,000 stores. Buy and save on what you want for the Christmas holiday and earn money while doing it. Go to www.powermallglobal.com and check out the millions of products that could be the perfect gift for you. That's www.powermallglobal.com.
We're back. My guest is Ralph Epperson. And in this article I've got in this issue of the Free American on the history of the Rothschilds, it's got a section right at the beginning that calls called the Rothschild formula. And it says, all that is necessary, therefore, to ensure that a government will maintain or expand its debt is to involve it in war and threat of war. The greater the threat, the more destructive the war, the greater the need for debt. And, you know, you're right about the 1812. They wanted to involve us in debt. And that's what they're doing right now with Iraq.
Well, yeah, Clay, if I may, rather than get into Iraq, let's continue the story to show you how Jesse James was a major player in what happened. Because after Jackson refused to renew the charter of the Second Bank of the United States, A group was formed in Europe called the Knights of the Golden Circle, 1837. The bank expired in 1836. So the plan was, well, we got to get America into a central bank. The way to do that is to start another war. Now, they had a problem. Because of the 3,000-mile ocean between the United States and Europe, they couldn't get the Europeans to fight the war because they realized that they'd have to supply their troops over that great distance, and the United States was developing a navy. So they had a problem. They had to say, well, okay, who do we get to fight a war against the United States? Well, they looked at Canada and Mexico, and they weren't big enough, so they couldn't do the job. So they said, okay, here's what we'll do. We'll plan a war in the United States where we'll have brother fight brother, and we'll use the issue of slavery to get the North, the South, to secede from the North. So they funded a group called the Knights of the Golden Circle. Their agents came to the United States and started agitating about a civil war. We needed a civil war fought over the issue of slavery. But that was not the reason for the war. That was the issue, and the way to get brother to fight brother. The brother who lived in Virginia would fight his brother who lived in Maine, or whatever it was. So they had to have a civil war. And in 1860, the old rail splitter, Abraham Lincoln, was elected president. He wasn't supposed to be elected president because they selected Salmon P. Chase. The man after Chase Manhattan Bank was named. So Salmon P. Chase was supposed to beat Lincoln, but the people said, no, we don't want Chase, we want Lincoln. Lincoln went on to say in about 1862 or so, the money power preys upon the nation. The money power preys upon the nation in times of peace and conspires against it in times of adversity. I see in the near future a crisis approaching that causes me to tremble for the safety of my country. The money power of the country will endeavor to work upon the people of the until the wealth is aggregated in a few hands and the republic destroyed. So there were three wars, one after the other, fought over the issue of a central bank. We had to get into a central bank, and the way to do that was to force the American people to pay for it through a central bank. Now, let's go back. Now to bring the story of Jesse James into this, because Jesse was a major player in what we're going to talk about next. On July the 4th, 1948, J. Frank Dalton, a man by the name of J. Frank Dalton, walked into a newspaper in Lawton, Oklahoma, and claimed to be Jesse James.
Okay.
And they said, that's impossible. You can't be Jesse James, because Jesse died in 1882. This was 1948, 60-some years later. So they assigned two reporters to the job of finding out whether this man was telling the truth, and they were convinced that he was. 1948, he claimed to be the son of Zerelda Cole James and Robert James, and that he was born Jesse James, the son of those two people, and he also claimed to be a 33rd degree Mason. Isn't that interesting?
Yes.
And I've covered this whole story in my book, to show you that this man, J. Frank Dalton, if he was Jesse James, was a major player, and I'll tell you how. Now, Jesse was allegedly shot in 1882. But Jesse goes back to 1848 when he was born, and he was during the Civil War, his brother Frank joined the Quantrell's Raiders, who were a Southern adjunct of the Southern Army, but they were not officially, but they were fighting wars in Kansas and Missouri, and Jesse James's brother Frank went to join them, and so the Northern troops came to his farm looking for information about how they could find Frank James. And Jesse and his father were both confronted by the Northern troops. They hung up his father's stepfather, Reuben Samuel, who was a doctor, hung him up to try to get information about where Frank was, and Jesse resisted. They hung up Jesse, burned his feet. That's very important. He burned his feet, tortured him, and neither one of them would tell him where Frank was. So Jesse got very upset about the North because of what they did to he and his stepfather. And he went looking for the people who did this because they were from Missouri. And there were two brothers, apparently brothers. I can't confirm what they were brothers, but it looks like they were, named the Bigelows. And when they found the when he found these two, he killed them. And that got one of their sons, Charlie Bigelow, angry enough to want to seek revenge. In those days, of course, when someone killed somebody, there was always revenge. So Charlie Bigelow went looking for Jesse James, and he wanted to kill him for what he had done to his apparently his father and his uncle. Now, there was a TV show called In Search Of, or something like that, and they actually found the graves of these two Bigelows. They were both killed in 1864 on the same date, and they were also members of the Masonic Lodge. Isn't that interesting? So Jesse killed him, and Jesse later became a 33rd degree Mason. So now Charlie went looking for Jesse. Now the next part of the story was the raid in Northfield, Minnesota. Jesse and his gang went riding up there to rob the bank that was owned by some banker who was like a major or something in the north, and they wanted to clean out that bank. And as a way of showing him that the war wasn't over yet and that you can't rip off the people of the South. And Charlie Bigelow was in that gang. History's recorded 8 men went with Jesse and 7 others, Jesse and Frank and 6 others, actually. But there was a 9th man, Charlie Bigelow, and he notified the people in Northfield that Jesse was coming. And that's what got 3 of Jesse's friends killed. And the Daltons who were riding with him, 3 Daltons, were later arrested and thrown in prison. Jesse and Frank escaped. So now Jesse now knew that Charlie Bigelow was the cause of this problem, so he went looking for him, and he found him in 1882 living in St. Joseph, Missouri, under the name of something Howard, Bob Howard or Tom Howard. I think it was Tom Howard. And Jesse shot him. The man that the world claims was Jesse James was Charlie Bigelow, living under an alias of Tom Howard. So Jesse killed him, drug the body into the house, and got Mrs. James, who came running out. Mrs. Howard, Mrs. Bigelow, came running out. Her name was Zerelda. And Jesse put a gun to her head and said, when you call the sheriff to tell him about the dead body, you tell him that body is Jesse James. So Jesse James was... The sheriff came, they called the sheriff, and they said, look, my husband was just shot, and his name was shot by Bob Ford, and his name was Jesse James. So the history's recorded that Bob Ford shot Jesse James, but Bob was a cousin to Jesse James, and they worked this out in detail before it happened. Jesse James gave the governor of Missouri $10,000 to put a reward on Jesse James's head, and that he would pay that money to the murderer of Jesse James, Bob Ford. And so they worked it out. Bob Ford actually went and met with the governor and said, okay, I'll kill him for $10,000. And so he was the fall man, and then the governor would pardon him, and that's what happened. Right after they found out that it was him that did it, they threw him in jail, and then the governor pardoned him, and Bob Ford went free. So that now meant that...
Okay, I'll take it right now.
That now meant just... Okay, go ahead.
All right, let me... we've got a caller that's been waiting to talk to you. Go ahead. Is this John?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, John from Tennessee. Go ahead, John.
Well, good morning, Clay. Thank you for having Ralph Epperson on. Ralph, I've got a question for you concerning the Civil War. I know that you've spent years writing the book, The Unseen Hand, and it was instrumental in the scales falling off of my eyes, so I want to thank you. The question I have, now we know that the Bible tells us that the love of money is the root of all evil. We know that many wars have been fought and financed by central banks. Civil War, what I'm beginning to believe is that in the 1830s, R.L. Torrey came over from England and held a lot of revivals And as a result of that, you recall the anti-Mason movement. Is that familiar to you?
Oh, yes, I know the story.
Okay, so with the Masons losing so much of their membership and so many of their lodges actually closing up, it was decimated. It was nearly destroyed, if I'm reading the facts correctly. Do you see a Masonic connection in the Civil War, actually, as well as North against South, is Freemasonry at the highest levels against Christianity?
Yes, yes, there's no question, and we were going to get to that, but right, since you brought it up, let's do that. The first battle of the Civil War was in Charleston, South Carolina, when they fired on the Fort Sumter, which was a northern fort in the southern city. And so they fired upon the fort, and they finally got it surrendered. The major, whoever was in charge, surrendered to the South. Charleston, South Carolina, is underneath the 33rd degree northern latitude, which means the latitudes are the rings that go alleged. You know, they're not real, but they measure things by the latitudes, and they go around the Earth like the equator. So the 33rd degree is the one that's 33 degrees north of the equator. It goes all the way up to 90 at the North Pole, and there's another one down on the southern. There's a 33rd degree southern latitude that goes down to the South Pole. Now, the reason for that is because in Charleston, South Carolina, was the city where the Masons formed their first 33rd degree temple underneath the 33rd degree northern latitude. And that's why the war had to start in Charleston, South Carolina, to show the world that it was secretly was a war fought by the Masons.
Why is it that we don't hear this facetiously? Why is it that history doesn't teach us this?
As we're going to point out, they don't tell us the truth about the Civil War. They don't tell us the truth about how the Russian government saved the North. When I was doing my research for The Unseen Hand, I looked at over 20 books on the Civil War. Not one of them mentioned Russia, that the involvement of the Russian government and Russia saved the North. Not one of those books told us about the Knights of the Golden Circle, the group that started and planned the Civil War at the request of the European bankers. So I had to set the record straight, and that's what I did with The Unseen Hand. That was written back in 1985.
Well, I thank you for your work. I really do. And Clay, were you familiar with the Masonic connection of the Civil War?
I'm in this history, in this issue of the Free American, I've got the history of the Rothschilds. The Rothschilds helped infiltrate. They used the Illuminati, Adam Weishaupt, at the same time that the United States was formed, to infiltrate the Masonic lodges and turn them in that direction. So they banks of the finances of the Catholic Church.
One more question for you, Ralph, please. Have you met Dr. Bill Grady? Are you familiar with the book that he's written?
No, I'm not.
Called What Hath God Wrought? Anyone that is interested in the, like you said, an introduction to the conspiratorial view of history, as well as all of Ralph's books, you do need to read Dr. William Grady's book, What Hath God Wrought? It'll continue to open your eyes. Ralph, thank you for your good work.
Well, you're very kind. Thank you very much for calling.
All right, thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right. Let's get back into Jesse James here. I find this fascinating that, my question when I called you to want to talk about this, Ralph, the thought occurred to me that many of our heroes today, like Jesse James, like Billy the Kid, they were termed as outlaws, but they were fighting the banks, the New World Order, the railroads that were crisscrossing America.
Well, I want to point out that Jesse James became a banker, and Jesse James built a railroad. We've got to understand, this is why it's so important that we understand the history of Jesse James, because he was involved. He was called at one time the wealthiest man in the world. Jesse James was called the wealthiest man in the world. He was a United States senator. Jesse James, under an alias, sat in the Senate of the United States for one term, elected from the state of Montana, 1901 to 1907. Jesse James. Clark County, Nevada, is named after William Andrews Clark, Clark County, and because Jesse built a railroad from Los Angeles to Salt Lake City, and he went through Las Vegas, which was a tent city at the time, and when he needed water for his steam engines, he bought a ranch of 10,000 acres to get water rights so he could give water for his steam engines, and when he did that, he did it in the little tent city of Las Vegas. Jesse James laid out the city of Las Vegas, what they call the downtown section. If you ever go to Las Vegas, you know there's a strip, which is, what, miles long now. But when you go downtown, it's a square grid. That grid was laid out by Jesse James under the alias of William Andrews Clark. And to thank him for what he did for Las Vegas and Nevada, the legislature divided Lincoln County, which was a long, narrow county, into half, named Las Vegas the capital, the county seat, and named the county after William Andrews Clark, the alias of Jesse James. Now, they don't know that in Las Vegas, but it's true.
That's pretty incredible. We got to take a break. We'll be right back with more on the legend and the story behind the legend of Jesse James. Hanging with Ralph Epperson. We'll be right back. I'm Clay Dunn.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny Did You Rob BillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. Did You Rob BillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? Did You Rob BillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. Did You Rob BillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
talking about Jesse James and the reality of Jesse James with Ralph Epperson. We got a caller, Mike, from New York. Let me...
Hi, Clay. Good morning, Ralph. Thanks for taking my call.
Go ahead.
Very interesting, gentlemen, and I came in a little late. I don't know if Ralph mentioned during the Civil War scenario that the South was also allied with the British. And we, you know, the history books never mentioned that.
Well, that's going to play a very important part that we haven't discussed yet to show you that it was a central bank issue with the English and French government.
Right.
We haven't discussed it yet, but we will. We're going to get into that because Russia got involved, and when that happened, that saved that convinced England and France to get out of the Civil War. If Russia had not gotten involved with the North, quite likely the South could have won the war.
Yeah, Lincoln asked the Tsar for help in the Civil War, and the Tsar sent part of his fleet to anchor off of New York and...
And also the West Coast, Clay.
California.
That's right,
made it clear to the British, French, and Spanish, if they attacked either side, Russia would take the side of President Lincoln.
And that's probably
the reason they killed the Tsar. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. That's absolutely a reason why they wanted to get rid of the Tsars of Russia, besides being Christian. And also, at that period, Russia had the largest navy in the world, and that's why the British and the French were intimidated.
Well, if I may, there's a couple of things we need to also teach about that. The only 11 states seceded, and yet the Confederate flag had 13 stars in it. 13 is the magic number of the Masonic Lodge. And you say, wait, they were waiting for two more states to join. No, that's not true. The flag was adopted in 1863, midway through the war. So it was not waiting for two more states. There was a way of indicating to the world that the Masons were behind the Civil War. And so there
were
13 stars in their flag. Now,
yes.
Here's the point. Here's what happened. The 11 states that seceded were not industrial states.
That's
rather. The North was. So they had problems. They had to import what they needed to fight the war, the cannons, the rifles, the bullets, ammunition, etc. And Lincoln decided to blockade the South, to keep the elements of the war out of the South so they could fight the war. Now, when that happened, England and France contracted with the South to build blockade-running ships. And that Lincoln realized that that meant that those ships, which would be more powerful, larger, could sink a northern ship coming towards it to interdict it to keep it from going into the South, that Lincoln realized he needed an ally, and that's when he looked around Europe, and the only nation in Europe without a central bank was Russia. So he worked a deal out with the Tsar, as you pointed out, to send the Navy in 1863 to the ports of the North and the West Coast. Now, when I did the research in 1985 for my book, I could find no references to this event. I found
yes,
a City of Baltimore proclamation that was issued in 1863. The city founding fathers welcomed them with the proclamation, said when the war is over, you can come to the City of Baltimore and get the keys to the city.
All right, hang on just a minute. We got to take a break. We'll be right back. We've got one more hour with Ralph Epperson. You're listening to The Free American.
And that's Lincoln Real.